Sunday as part of Errigal Arts Festival, an exhibition entitled 21st Century Ireland in 21 Artworks, will be launched at the Glebe House Gallery in County Donegal. The exhibition aims to celebrate modern Ireland in a range of artworks, all by Irish artists, which take a look at the whole island, north and south, since the turn of the century. The exhibition has been curated by Christine Leach, who is in our Cork studio right now. And with me here in Dublin is one of the artists featured in the exhibition, photographer Anthony Haughey. Christine, how did this exhibition come about?
It's an interesting story, Kay, because this started as a series of articles that I wrote for RTE Culture, the RTE website, in 2017. So I was approached to write a series of articles looking at some maybe iconic types of artworks that had emerged in the years since 2000 that might tell us something about who we are as a nation. So I started to do that, and the series grew. It turned into 21 articles with 21 different artists included, and it was very popular. People read them. But then a while later, Adrian Kelly, who's a curator in the Glebe Gallery, came along and said, I think this would make an interesting exhibition. So we went about trying to gather the works together to put together a show based on that series of articles.
So initially, when you were writing for RTE Culture and you were choosing the 21 artists, how did you go about choosing them?
It was actually a really organic process. I'm an art critic, so I look at a lot of art and I see a lot of art all the time. And I suppose particular artworks stand out and stay in your mind. And every artwork has something to say, but sometimes a particular artwork stays in your mind a bit longer and you feel like it has something more to say, maybe something beyond its own self. And I was very much interested in the idea that we wouldn't wait for art history to tell us what was important among the artworks that were made in this period of time. So I was driven very much by instinct, by the artworks that stayed in my mind, but also by choosing artists who had a very rigorous practice and who were really making art about the now, who are very much engaged in the world. So I was driven more by the artists and the artworks that I had kind of tumbling around in my mind from 20 years really of looking at art than I was by a list of topics, say, that I wanted to cover. So it wasn't really about covering a list of topics. It was more about allowing particular artworks to bubble up into my consciousness and see, you know, what might they say about who we are as a nation and where we're going and how things are changing. And very much the idea of the artists that are included are all artists who are making work that is really engaged with the world right now.
Yes, because in your article, I think it's your introductory essay, you quote a French painter and provocateur, Francis Picabia, who says a picture should not belong to any age. It should concentrate on its own needs rather than those of the age. It should just rise above its age. But I don't think that is what you're going for here.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, art that's made, you know, contemporary art, I suppose actually what I should say is, as a critic, and I've done, you know, lots of, I write about art, I talk about art on the radio, and I've talked about art on the television, and I meet people in galleries, and I often meet people saying to me, you know, I don't know if I get contemporary art, I don't get contemporary art, what's it all about, you know? And I find that baffling, actually, to be honest, because artists who are working right now are making art about the world that we live in right now. So we are all living in the same world that these artists are living in. And so I feel like we really need to look at art in a way that allows us to pull those stories out right now. And so we have artists here who are looking at issues of home and the body. There's political and social issues. There are artists who are looking at Northern Ireland and the border. A huge range of artists working in a range of mediums as well. And that was very important to me. So we have painters here, filmmakers, artists working with collage, sculptors, people working in mediums we mightn't expect at all, like a basket maker, Joseph Hogan. So this was also part of what I was trying to do, pull together artworks that would allow a contemporary audience to look at objects being made now about the world now.
So one of your choices is here with me in studio, Anthony Haughey. And you, the work Christine chose of your work is called From Settlement, and it's a piece from 2011. Did you know that Christine was choosing one of your works as the 21 representative of the century so far?
No, I actually didn't, because it was several months later when a fellow artist had pointed out this series of fantastic articles. But it immediately struck me that, the context in which Christine was beginning to narrate an emergent kind of discourse, I think, in Ireland was really exciting. And also the idea of taking that from an online form into a gallery space, I think, is really an exciting idea.
So describe your work, and it comes from a series.
Yeah, it began at the economic collapse. So we all know about ghost estates. It's in a way, photographically and through visual art, it became somewhat of a cliche. But I wanted to look at it nonetheless in relation to that particular moment of uncertainty. Home, in a way, is this kind of utopian ideal. Architects through the period of the economic boom had thought about that and created, you know, palatial art structures right across the country. Commercial buildings were all over the country. And then suddenly it ends. And what was left in the landscape really interested me as a way to try to use, a real kind of iconic moment to think about how can we think about what has happened, but not just the past. I used settlements as a way to think about the future. So the process was rather like being a vampire. At dusk, I would go out at night and spend maybe 6 or 8 hours until daylight and photograph in these ghost estates in complete darkness. The camera's locked down on a tripod, sometimes for several hours. And the result of that is something the human eye cannot see. So these ghostly images that emerge from that are old world, analog kind of photography. After that, I began to collaborate with a number of architects who were also thinking about the future. And what these, I suppose, spaces that have been rather corrupted in the landscape, what could they be? How could they be gifted back to the Irish public? So we collaborated on an exhibition. And between those two positions, you have this dystopian world of the ghost estates set in the landscape. But the architectural drawings proposed this more idealized world that where these buildings could be turned into civil centres, like community centres and places where people could actually use them again as a kind of gift to the Irish people. So those two positions became really important, I think.
Yes, Christine, there's a lot of the work, either paintings or installations, that look at that idea of place. I mean, for example, Willie Doherty's work, which remains from 2013, it's about place, but it's about what has happened in that place or what kind of ghost that place can contain.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear Anthony talking, because I think what artists do is they point a finger at something. They're saying, look at this. Look at this again. How can I show you this in another way, you know? Willie Doherty's Remains, it's a 15-minute film, and it actually focuses on one of a series of punishment shootings that took place in Derry in 2012. So it is about a place, but it is also about people and politics and history and the present. And it's horrific, of course, as well. And it says something about who we are. This is a place that we live in, and these things happen here, you know, and happened here. So, you know, the image of a burning car, which is something that features throughout Doherty's work, you know, that repeats in this film as well. And there's a voice over there, and it has this intonation, you will remember, you will forget. And I suppose the other thing about all of this is that artworks, you know, they last, you know, so they capture a moment in time, and then they go on to live and last and tell us something else when we become a new audience with a bit of hindsight. But a lot of the works that I selected for this series when I wrote the articles were works that were impermanent works. So we have Joe Castlin's The Claddagh Embrace mural, which was, people probably remember, it was a mural that was up at the end of Georgia Street in 2014, around the time of the marriage equality referendum. And when that referendum was passed, that artwork, a photograph of that artwork, appeared on the cover of the New York Times, and we actually have that. The cover of the newspaper is part of this show. And, you know, it's also about how artists can produce images that tell a really layered and much more nuanced story. Maybe an image that can say much more than three paragraphs of text could say, you know.
You also have portraiture here. Geraldine O'Neill, who is such an interesting portrait painter.
such a brilliant portrait painter. Yeah, absolutely. Her painting Boy, which is actually in the Irish Museum of Modern Art collection, is there. And I suppose I included that because I really wanted to look at ideas about generation, about children, about how we represent, you know, the next generation. Who are we handing things over to, you know? We also have Colin Davidson's portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. And that particular painting is not in the show, but a drawing from the life sessions that he did with Queen Elizabeth II is part of the exhibition. So in some cases, the works are represented by something different, but all of the artists who are included in the series are part of the show.
Yes, exactly. Because, for example, the Alice Marr piece you chose, which was, I think, part of Dublin Contemporary, it was a whole lecture room that she used as an installation. And, of course, that couldn't be brought to the Glebe Gallery.
No, it doesn't exist anymore, you know, and that's also part of, this was a sort of, it seems to me almost miraculous that this has turned into an exhibition, because I didn't think about where the artworks were, whether they still existed, whether they could be put into a gallery when I made the series, because for me, you know, art is not, it's not just a painting, it's not just a photograph, it could be a gesture, it could be a performance. Amanda Coogan, who is a remarkable performance artist, is part of the show. The Alice Marr piece was an installation in a lecture theatre in Earlsford Terrace, so what we have in the exhibition are some photographs from that installation framed, so it doesn't exist anymore. And similarly with Mick O'Dea's remarkable show, which was all around the commemoration of 1916, a lot of the works in that show were made of cardboard and in fact designed not to really last forever. So we do have one of the figures from that show and a photograph as part of this exhibition.
Anthony, what pieces stood out for you besides your own?
Well, when I was reviewing the selection that Christine had made, I suppose there was a sad moment for me because I thought of Paddy Jolly, who was an amazing filmmaker who died too young. And, you know, there's something...
I think this was his work in the Ballymun flats.
Exactly. And as Christine's been, you know, talking about the idea of how, you know, history has been narrated through these works, I think that's important. And also the idea of longevity. So although Paddy's gone, I think a lot of people will remember him really strongly through his films. And they live well beyond, you know, the artist's time on this earth. So for me, you know, that's a sad moment, but also joyous to be able to see that work again.
Vera Clute, who did the Lew Kelly sculpture, which was quite controversial, has a wonderful piece in this called Flesh and Blood.
That's a sculptural piece. It's porcelain. And I remember very clearly seeing those works in an exhibition in the Molesworth Gallery, represents that artist. And these are... essentially, they're images of wombs, like cross sections. And when you look very closely, you see that there are fetuses hidden in there. So she makes, so it's called Flesh and Blood, and she has turned something that's very fleshy and of the body into something cold and porcelain and white. And, you know, she made that work around a time when the Eighth Amendment was being discussed, and all of these questions about bodily autonomy are hugely topical and very important to, you know, Ireland unravelling its own narratives about who we are, what are we as society, what decisions are we making about who we are as a society. So, you know, that work is a really important and significant piece, and really interesting to encounter in a gallery. And as Anthony said, like, to have these works which I've written about, and that's what I do, I write about art, you know, so I turn something that's concrete into something that's text, maybe, you know, and now it's going backwards again, so the objects are going into the gallery based on the text that I have produced. So that's a really nice kind of alchemy as well.
Yes, and it's a wonderful location up in Glebe. Is there any opportunity for people maybe down more south to get a chance to see this exhibition?
Yeah, it's definitely going to tour next year, and we'll have details about that. It's going to tour to some other OPW venues. So the Glebe is an OPW venue, and it will be there until September, and it's part of Argyll Arts Festival, but the plan is for it to tour in 2020 as well.
Anthony Haughey and Christine Leach, thank you very much. 21st Century Ireland in 21 Artworks opens this Sunday, June the 14th, at the Glebe House and Gallery in Letterkenny, County Dublin. I guess that's July the 14th. It's part of the 2019 Argyll Arts Festival, and full details can be found on eaf.ie. And all of Christine's articles have been combined in one place on the culture page of the RTE website, rteculture.ie.